Welcome to Fried. I'm your host, Kate Donovan. I work with leaders so they can see the patterns that are quietly hurting performance and burning out their best people. In my world, burnout is blameless, burnout is information, and burnout is a signal that we can use to improve workplaces. Seasons 1 through 10 focus on individual burnout. Seasons 11 and beyond focus on leadership, culture, and the workplace. This podcast will help you understand what burnout is pointing to and how to start fixing what's actually causing it. If this is a conversation you feel your organization should be having, that's the work I bring into teams through keynotes, workshops, and advisory. You can find all my info at katedonovan.com. That's CAITDONOVAN.com.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.
Hey, Fried fam. If you are a burnt out person or leader, you've probably been told to slow down, to relax more, to rest more. And A, it feels impossible. And B, even if you start to do it, it doesn't actually feel like it's doing anything in the beginning. And C, sometimes those words are taken too far. So let me explain. I was working with a CEO who was facing burnout. This was an interesting situation because the CEO was real good at their job. They had a really supportive board and a super supportive staff. There was not rampant burnout across the entire company. I'm sure there were some other cases, but it wasn't like there was burnout everywhere. The CEO was really struggling, and the staff was getting frustrated that the CEO was struggling and it was causing them problems, but they weren't burnt out themselves. And when we dove in to try to figure out what was going wrong, there was a consistent word that popped up across the board, and that word was urgency. So it turned out that the CEO was answering emails before the person who was supposed to actually answer that email could get to it. They were going to meetings that they didn't need to be in because they were squeezing in space into their calendar so that they didn't miss anything. They were going faster than the deadlines that they set themselves. So there'd be a deadline for, you know, Friday at noon, and they'd be passing things in by Wednesday and upset that other people weren't doing it as fast as they were doing it. So overall, when we were looking at the situation, the problem that was really clear was this internal sense of urgency that the leader had. When we named this out loud, it became really obvious and it became an easier thing to fix. Once everybody knew what the word was to describe the mismatch, this is a pace mismatch, right? This is a speed mismatch. The CEO was going faster than everybody else, and it was not helping. And the CEO felt like it should have been helping, but I took care of that email for you. I took care of that meeting for you. I'm taking things off your plate. This should be useful. And people were saying, no, you're actually getting in the way and making me feel like you don't trust me. So there was a mismatch in speed, and there was a mismatch in what was communicated because of that speed. So urgency became the thing to fix. Now, when we say urgency is the thing to fix, sometimes that turns into the same kind of like slow down and relax information that you get in order to recover from burnout. But these are different things. When we are asking you to slow down because of burnout, we're looking for things that you can say no to. We need you to rest more. We need you to stop doing some things, right? Like this is a really severe slowdown. We really kind of want you to put your foot all the way on the brakes. When we were talking slowdown in this situation, we weren't saying go slow. We were saying take your urgency down by two notches so that you are at pace with the rest of the company as often as you can be. It wasn't stop doing a million things. It was stop doing some things. It was stop emailing people that are not your job. We'll take care of that. So it was A, start to trust us more, and B, figure out what's going on with your own internal sense of urgency so that it's not affecting us anymore. And it is amazing to me that there are people that are actually willing to do this work. So this CEO did this work, went in, had some support, had a coach, went through the work and said and figured out where the fear was that was supporting the urgency and started to work on that so that they could get back into a place where they could meet the pace of the organization without feeling constantly afraid of everything falling apart. So creating this match, and of course, when we're talking about mismatch and match, when we're going for a match in the book, I write this all the time, we're looking for a sort of mostly pretty good match. We're not looking for ideal. We're not looking for the best match ever. We're looking for like a C, a 75%, like a solid, pretty good, most of the time match. Creating this match was work for both sides. The staff and the board needed to notice that urgency and figure out a way to name it so that this thing could be fixed. Right. So this was the entire team had to come together and say, oh God, okay, this is the problem. Of course, this was a moderated conversation. I was part of this process. So it was an easier thing to figure out, right? Like there should be an outside person involved in this. And then the CEO was willing to do the work to figure out where this is coming from and can I stop this? Because A, it's burning me out, and B, it's not actually helping the organization that I'm here to serve. So both of those things had to come together in order to solve this problem. And this is what mismatch is all about. The book is about why good people burn out in good organizations, why even in well-intended and mostly healthy environments, people are still burning out. This book is not about toxic workplaces. There are other books about that. This book is about when we're doing all the things the best way we think we can, why are things still breaking? This is a roadmap. It should make things easy for you. It will help you find the mismatch and then guide you toward what you can do to fix it. And this book is for leaders and teams at the same time. This is not for one side or the other. This is not a top-down or bottom-up solution. This is a middle-out approach. So I'm really excited about what this will bring to organizations, this idea that if we can find the mismatch together, we can solve the mismatch together. That's just a little bit of an intro of what to expect in the book. It comes out this fall. I'm so excited to release it. If you have noticed a mismatch in your company or sense a mismatch or would like to talk more about this, please feel free to reach out to me at kate@katedonovan.com. If there is a story that you have about mismatch, I would love to know about it because the more stories I have, the more anecdotal evidence we have and the better the book comes together. So I'd love to hear about that. And if this episode was helpful, if you have somebody that has an urgency issue and you think that it might help them, please feel free to send it to them. No matter who you are or where you are, there are mismatches that need adjusting. So I hope this helps. Share it with whoever might need it, and I'll see you soon.